one angel. When Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into the well, Allah Ta'ala tells Jibreel, Jibreel alayhi salam is by the arsh of Allah. Allah tells him that don't let my Yusuf reach the bottom of the well. He's already thrown. At that time he leaves. Such speed Allah gave him that before Yusuf alayhi salam can reach the bottom, the wing of Jibreel is already underneath him. Such speed. He himself says, Maidan-e-Mazid, the plains of Mazid, one plain in Jannah. He says, for years I traveled, and I was not able to finish that one plain of Jannah. With that speed, for years, Mulkan Kabira, a vast kingdom. When the Sahabi hears this, he says, Awa tara'ini ma yara'inak. O Nabi of Allah, will my eyes also see this Jannah? Will my eyes also see it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. He breathes his last and passes away on the spot. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifts him up and says, لَقَدْ أَخْرَجَ نَفْسَ صَاحِبِكُمْ أَشَّوْقُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That the shock for Jannat has taken the life of your companion. Allah. That is Jannat, Nabi. That was the yaqeen of Sahaba. That Allah wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, from the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. From the first to the second, 500 years. Second to the third, 500 years. Third to the fourth, 500 years. Fourth to the fifth, 500 years. Fifth to the sixth, 500 years. Sixth to the seventh, 500 years. Then above that is a sea. From the top to the bottom, another 500 years. Then above that, Samaniya to Awal. Eight angels in the shape of mountain goats. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. The Quran refers to those eight angels that are lifting the arsh of Allah. They are in the shape of mountain goats, but not like our goats. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, from the knee to the hoof of each angel is a distance of 500 years. أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سَنَةٍ. Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel that is holding the arsh of Allah from its earlobe to its neck. In our bodies is a distance of approximately 5 centimeters. In that angel is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. And then Allah. That Allah. We can't imagine His qudrat. We can't imagine His power. We can't imagine His majesty. We can't imagine His glory. Yet so merciful. He does not need us. Our ibadat doesn't benefit Him. Our disobedience does not harm Him. إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَبْلُغُوا ذُرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. O insan, you will never benefit me. You will never harm me. That Allah, more than our mother loves us. More than our father loves us. No father has ever said, do what you want, I will always forgive you. Yet Allah is such, يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. O insan, if you sin against me, and sin against me, and sin against me, and your sins fill the whole earth, it reaches right up till the first heaven, then one time, one occasion you come back to me and say, oh my Allah, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will wipe away your sins. Allah says, I will wipe away your sins and it will not matter to me. Such love. إِنْ ذَكَرْتَنِي ذَكَرْتُكْ وَإِنْ نَسِيتَنِي ذَكَرْتُكْ. O insan, when you remember me, I remember you. When you forget me, I still remember you. I am still waiting. When is my slave going to come back to me? When is he going to come back to Allah? Allah is waiting. إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدِ يُعَلَّقُ لَهُ الْقَنَادِيرُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. When the slave of Allah comes back to Allah, lanterns are hung in the heavens. Lanterns are hung in the heavens. And the malaika in chorus say, إِصْطَلَحَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ مَوْلَاهُ. إِصْطَلَحَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ مَوْلَاهُ. إِصْطَلَحَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ مَوْلَاهُ. The slave of Allah has come back to Allah. The slave of Allah has made salah with Allah. The slave of Allah has come back to Allah. Beloved brothers, Allah loves us. Allah is waiting for us. Allah wants us to come to Him. يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنِّي لَكَ مُحِبٌّ فَبِحَقِّي عَلَيْكَ كُلِّي مُحِبًّا. Oh my slave, oh insan, I love you. Allah is saying, I love you. فَبِحَقِّي عَلَيْكَ كُلِّي مُحِبًّا. Now because of the haqq, now because of the haqq, Allahu Akbar, what haqq doesn't Allah have on us? What haqq doesn't Allah have on us? Now because of the haqq, I have over you, kun li muhibba, you also love me. You also become mine. You are not that wife. You are not that children. You are not that shop. You are not that job. You belong to Allah. Your life is for Allah. Your death is for Allah. Man ahabba lillah, wa abghada lillah, wa aata lillah, wa mana lillah, faqad istakmala al-iman. The one who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, withholds for Allah's sake, فَقَدْ اِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. His iman is kamil. What is meant, my beloved brothers? Means he loves for the sake of Allah's deen. He hates for the sake of Allah's deen. He gives for the sake of Allah's deen. He withholds for the sake of Allah's deen. His living is for Allah's deen. His dying is for Allah's deen. One way, one system, we have to become Allah's. And to become Allah's, قُلْ tell them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. No one goes directly to Allah. No one directly gains the love of Allah. No one directly becomes Allah. There is a wasta, there is a pull, there is a bridge, there is a medium. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow me. Such a Nabi Allah gave. Ajeeb. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat in Khasais al-Kubra. He says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyathu wa ghayyabathu, and this cloud covered the body of this child. And then it lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, tufu bihi mashariq al-ardi wa magharibaha, لِيَعْرِفُوا بِسْمِهِ وَنَعْتِهِ وَصِفَتِهِ. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the sifat and the attributes of my Nabi. Let them come to know the status and the nobility of my Nabi. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلِ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحْ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقِ وبشرى يعقوب وشدة موسى وجهاد يوشع وحب دانيال ووقار يونس وطاعة إلياس ولحن داود وصبر أيوب وعصمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغبثوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the ma'rifat and recognition of Shith alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, the eloquence of Saleh alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the contentment, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Not only was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent as Khatamun Nabiyeen, as the seal of prophethood, but Allah made him Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representation of the specific attributes of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Such perfection Allah granted his most beloved Nabi, that Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, standing on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, looks at him and unwillingly, involuntarily, the words slip from his lips, مَا أَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. More magnificent than you, my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. You have been created free from every blemish, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَكَ مَا تَشَاءُ. It appears as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desire Allah created you. Such a Nabi Allah gave us, my beloved brothers. فَاتَّبِعُونِي till Qiyamah. Understand, there is only one way to gain the love of Allah. There is only one way to gain the forgiveness of Allah. There is only one way. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your day has to become his day. Your night has to become his night. Then you have become Allah's. Allah ke saath kamil taluk, complete relationship with Allah can never come until you do not come completely upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only outwardly. Understand? Not only outwardly. Not only to dress like him, not only to eat like him, not only to sleep like him, but inwardly. This is the cry of our elders. Muslim homes, Muslim shops, Muslim businesses, Muslim meeting places, Muslim towns, Muslim cities, Muslim countries, but they are empty of the fikr and the cry and the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his day? What was his night? What motivated him? What was his cry? Centuries have passed. Centuries, my beloved brothers. And we have not understood what the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. What was his fikr? What he gave everything for? Everything. His daughters were given talaq. He was cursed in Taif, cursed for 6 miles. Scoffed, rebuked at. Stones were thrown, dogs were set upon him, till he would fall down. They would grab him, pick him up, force him to carry on running, and again so that they may pelt him more and more. The land of Taif started crying, the sky above Taif started crying, Bajjatil Malaika, the Malaika started crying, they could not take it. One drop of that blood, Allah's Qasam, is more valuable than all our lives put together. For what was that blood spilled? What was the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his fikr? What was his concern? What was his worry? What was his cry? What was his motivation? Our elders are saying, Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim countries are empty of that fikr. We have forgotten, and not only forgot that we forgot. Nasiyam mansiya, it has gone out. I'm reading my salah, I'm giving sadqa, I'm giving charity. Why are you knocking on my door? What are you calling me to? Nasiyam mansiya, forgotten what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for. What is Islam? What is Islam? Is Islam only salah? Is Islam only zakat? Is Islam only hajj? Or is Islam what was in the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That oh Allah, till one of my ummati is going into Jahannam, Ya Allah, I cannot rest. Ya Allah, I cannot rest. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him. He looks at Jibreel and he says, Mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. Oh Jibreel, why has your face changed color? Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, Jaituka fi sa'ati allati amara Allahu bi manafiqin nari an tanfuqa fiha wala ahad wala yanbaghi li ahadin ya'lam anna jahannama haqq wa anna an-nara haqq wa anna 'adhab al-qabr haqq wa anna 'adhab Allahi akbar an taqarra 'aynuhu hatta ya'manha. He says, oh Jibreel, why has your face changed color? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, I have come to you at that time of the day when Allah orders the churners of Jahannam to increase the intensity of the heat of Jahannam. And then Jibreel alayhi salam says, a malaika of Allah. Malaika of Allah were not told, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. They were not told that you will be the fuel of Jahannam. Insan and stones will be the fuel of Jahannam. Malaika were not told. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam that why is Mikael crying like that? Why is he crying? Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, Ma jaffat aynah munzu khuliqat innar. That, O Nabi of Allah, since Jahannam was created till today, he has not stopped crying. They were not told that they will be the fuel of Jahannam. Insan was told. Jibreel alayhi salam says, it is not possible for the one who knows that Jahannam is haqq, and that the azab of qabr is haqq, and that the fire is haqq, and that the azab of Allah is haqq, that he can ever rest until he is guaranteed protection from that fire. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, stiffly an-nar. O Jibreel, describe Jahannam to me. Describe Jahannam to me. Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, Inna Allah ta'ala, lamma khalaqa an-nar, awqad alayha alfa sanatin fahmarrat, thumma awqad alayha alfa sanatin fabiyabbat, thumma awqad alayha alfa sanatin faswaddat, wa hiya sawda'u muzlima. When Allah Ta'ala created Jahannam, He caused the fire to be burned for 1,000 years till it became red, then for another 1,000 years till it became white, then for another 1,000 years till it became pitch black. Pitch black to this extent that if a Jahannami puts his hand in front of his face, he will not see his hand. And then he goes on to describe Jahannam. The riwayat is very long, there's no time. There's one or two sections. He says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لو أن ثوبا من أثواب أهل النار ألق بين السماء والأرض لمات جميع أهل الأرض من حرها ونتمها. He says, by the qasam of that being who sent you as a Nabi, if the clothes of one Jahannami had to be hung between the heavens and the earth, if his clothes only, every living thing on the face of this earth will burn as a result of the heat of those clothes. He goes on to describe Jahannam. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزٌ مَقْسُومٌ. He describes the doors of Jahannam, each one above the other, 70 years distance between each, and as you go downwards, the intensity of the heat increases 70 times. And he starts naming the doors of Jahannam. Tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the lowest door of Jahannam is Hawiya. In it will be the Munafiqeen. Then is Jahim. In it will be the Mushrikeen. Then is Saqar. In it will be the Sabi'een. Then is Lava. In it will be the Majusi and the fire worshippers. Then is Hutama. In it will be the Yahudi. Then is Sa'ir. In it will be the Nasara. Thumma sakata Jibreel haya'an min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he becomes silent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and he asked him, O Jibreel, man sukkanu hadhal bab as-sabi'? Man sukkanu hadhal bab as-sabi'? Who will be in the topmost layer of Jahannam? Why are you silent? Who will be in the topmost layer of Jahannam? When this question is repeated 3 times, finally Jibreel alayhi salam says, Ahlul kaba'ir min ummatik. الَّذِينَ مَاتُوا وَلَمْ يَتُوبُوا. The perpetrators of major sins of your ummah that will die without tawbah. فَخَرَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls down unconscious. He falls down unconscious. This was Islam. This was Islam. That till one person is saved from Jahannam and does not go into Jannah, till that time I will not rest. La rahat abad al-yawm. There is no peace for me after today. Ya Khadija, itwi al-firash. O Khadija, tie up the bedding. There is no rest for me after today. Sahaba say, kana daim al-fikri wal-ahzan. Perpetually in fikr, perpetually in gham, perpetually in worry, perpetually in sorrow. His whole life was like this. His whole life was like this. Turning in different directions, standing on the musalla, crying and crying and crying in front of Allah. He falls down unconscious. Jibreel alayhi salam takes his head and places it on his lap. When he recovers, he looks at Jibreel and he says, Ishtadda musibati wa azumat musibati wa ishtadda huzni. O Jibreel, my musibat has been increased. O Jibreel, my gham and my worry and my pain has been increased. Awa yadkhulu ahadun min ummati an-nar? What are you telling me? Will my ummah go to Jahannam? Will my ummah go to Jahannam? He says this and he starts crying. Jibreel alayhi salam starts crying. He cries so much that he cuts himself off. Sahaba say he would only come out for salah and go back in the home. In sajda, crying and crying and crying. Finally, long incident, cut it short, Fatima radiallahu anha comes into his presence. When she looks at him, فلما نظرت إليه بكت بكاء شديدا. She looked at his face and she starts crying. لما رأت؟ Because of what she sees. مصفرا متغيرا قد ذاب لحم وجهه من البكاء والحزن. She sees his face has become yellow. His color has changed. And the flesh of his face had melted because of his crying and grief. One day he reached Salah, his beard becomes filled with tears, his chest becomes filled with tears, the tears drip onto the earth. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam, go to my Nabi and tell him, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ O my Nabi, don't destroy yourself. O my Nabi, don't destroy yourself crying over them. مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْتِرِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ آيَةٌ upon آيَةٌ آيَةٌ upon آيَةٌ آيَةٌ upon آيَةٌ Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Or else you are going to destroy yourself. Or else you are going to destroy yourself. His whole life was for this ummah. His whole life, the near and dear and beloved ones were slaughtered in front of his eyes. For the sake of this ummah, he comes to the body of his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. His stomach is cut open. His liver is removed. His heart is removed. His nose is cut off. His ears are cut off. Sahaba say, they never heard him cry like they saw him crying when he saw the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. 70 times the janazah of Hamza is performed. 70 times. No one in history, the janazah was performed 70 times. Finally, Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam to console him that, oh my Nabi, we have written on our arsh, Hamzatu Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamzatu Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he is consoled. As the qafla of Sahaba returns back to Medina Munawwara, he is entering Medina. At that time, crying loudly over the deceased had not been prohibited. The sounds of wails are coming from the homes of Ansar, crying over those that they lost in Uhud. From the family of Banu Hashim, only Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ali radiallahu anhu till that time had made hijrat. There was no one else to cry for his uncle. As he walks into Medina, he hears the wails and the screams coming from the home. He looks to the heaven and he starts crying again. And he says, Amma Hamza, fala bawaki Allah. Amma Hamza, fala bawaki Allah. There is no one to cry for my uncle. There is no one to cry for my uncle. His daughters were given talaq, he tolerated that. Zainab radiallahu anha, stabbed with a dagger in her stomach. 6 years he saw her suffering, 6 years. Till she died as a result of the same wound. Yet when Fateh Makkah takes place, Hazar bin Aswad, the one who had stabbed her, he grabs hold of him, takes him to the Multazam, and he makes dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. He made Sahaba an ummah. Today we are not an ummah. We haven't understood what it means to be an ummah. An ummah is that group of different countries, different races, different creeds, different nationalities, whose maqsad and object is one. That is an ummah. Sahaba were made into an ummah. No other consideration, no other zeal, no other aspiration, nothing was allowed to come in front. Their lives could be given. Their wives could cry with hunger. Sahaba's children became yatim. Bashir bin Aqraba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to Medina Munawwara with his father. He had lost his mother. When he comes into Medina Munawwara, the call is made to move in the path of Allah. His father moves. No one says that what about the rights of this child? No one says what about the nurturing of this child? No one says who is going to provide for this child? There was a greater fikr. There was a greater worry. Islam is not what we have understood Islam to be. Islam is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. He says that when the news had come that the Jamaat is returning, I went out of Medina Munawwara. I stood on a hillock looking down. Where is my father? Where is my father? He says, I looked at the different groups and I could not see my father. Finally, I ran down with worry in my heart and I ran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I looked at him and I said, Mada fa'ala abi? Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? Where is my father? He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam could not look into my eyes. He looked away. When he looked away, I read from the second direction and then the third direction. Mada fa'ala abi? Mada fa'ala abi? Finally, I looked up at his face and I saw the tears running down his eyes. When I saw those tears, I realized that now I had no one. Now I had no one. Fashhashtu bil buka. I grabbed hold of his kurta and I started screaming and crying. That, Ya Rasulullah, I have no one. Little child is becoming yateem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks him up, consoles him lovingly and says, Ya Bashir, Ya Bashir, Ama tarda an yakuna Rasulullahi abak wa Aishatu ummuk. That, O Bashir, does it not make you happy that Nabi of Allah is your father and Aisha is your mother? Everything was given. Nothing was allowed to come in front. Nothing. Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gets married to Atika. Was a shaira, a poetess. The bond of love with insan becomes so strong that he stops going in the path of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu orders his son to give his daughter talaq, to give his wife talaq. Orders. Did they understand deen more? We understood deen. Did they understand the object of this ummah more? Did we understand it? That the rights of the wife, the rights of the children, the rights of this, the rights of that. Jahannam is around us in every direction. Every order of Allah is being broken. How many businessmen they are that have died cheating? How many they are that have spent their lives gambling and died in this condition? How many they are that have committed zina and died in this condition? How many there are women that have walked openly in the streets and died in this condition? إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى أَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ فِي الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةٍ. Quran is speaking of Jahannam. Quran is speaking of Jahannam. مِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَيُسْقَى مِمَّا إِنْ سَدِيدٍ. Around them will be Jahannam. They will be given boiling water of blood and pus to drink. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ. They will try to take it down, but it will not go down. ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان. Mort and the asbab of mort will come from every direction. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. But they will not die. وَفِي وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ. And there will be worse azab than this. Sahaba understood the reality of akhirat. They understood the worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not their businesses, not their jobs, not anything was allowed to come in front of this. Nothing. Every sahabi, again and again they were sent out. Again and again they were sent out. Again and again they were sent out. Their corpses would come into Medina. Their families would run to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tears in their eyes. Yet still that qurbani was given. Still that qurbani was given. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Finally, when the musibat comes so great on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba come and say, udhu alayhim. Make bad dua for them. Make bad dua for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his sahaba and says, ama inni lam ub'as nikmatan wala azaban wala kinni innama bu'istu rahma. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمَةً. Oh my sahaba, I was not sent as azab. I was not sent as azab. I was sent as a mercy. I was sent as a mercy. This was mercy. He was a mercy, yet he tolerated his sahaba's suffering. He was a mercy, yet he tolerated their hunger. He was a mercy, yet he saw their children becoming yateem. He was a mercy, yet he saw their wives becoming widows. This ummah has not understood what mercy his Nabi represented. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ For the whole alam he was a mercy. Dunya meant nothing, nothing. To this extent, he made bad dua. He was a mercy, yet he made bad dua. Taisa Abdul Dinar, wa Abdul Dirham, wa Abdul Qatifa. May Allah destroy the slave of wealth. May Allah destroy the slave of dinar and dirham. And then he explained, in Utiya Radhiya, wa illam yu'ta safad. When wealth is coming, they will be happy. When wealth is not coming, they will be sad. That ummati of mine, whose khushi and gham, whose happiness and sadness is motivated by the coming and going of dunya, may Allah destroy him. Why? There was a greater fikr, there was a greater worry. Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr is told, give your wife talaq. Why? Because she has become an obstacle to striving in the path of Allah. So great was his love. One talaq is given, not like mad people like us, talaq, 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 without even realizing what we are saying. He sits alone one day and he says, "Aatiku la ansaki ma barra shariqun, wa ma naha qumril humamul mutawwaqa, aatiku kul qalbi kulla yawmin wa laylatin, ilayki bima tukhfin nufusu muallaqa." He says, "O Aatika, as long as the sun will shine, and as long as the birds will chirp, my heart every day and night will conceal the hidden aspirations that a man has for a woman." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hears this and his heart is softened. Why? Because the sickness had been cured. He had started striving in the path of Allah again. So he says, make ruju, take her back. But now his mort is not in the hands of his wife. In the Medan of Taif, the arrow goes into his chest. Sahaba try to remove it. The wooden piece comes out and the metal remains inside. He's carried in the state till as he is entering Medina Munawara, he breathes his last. And his corpse is brought in front of Atika radiallahu anha. She looks at this and she says, "Alaytu la tanfakku ayni hazinatan, alayka wala yanfakku jildi abghara. Madad, madad dar, ma ghannat hamamatu aykati, wa ma tarrada al-laylu al-sabaha al-munawwara." He says, as long as the birds will sing, and as long as day will follow night, my heart will cry with the love of separation from you. Hot, hot tears will fall from my eyes over separation from you. And I will never wear soft clothes, I will wear coarse cloth for the rest of my life. 33 years of age, and a home is broken. Like this, incident upon incident. Hey, bhaiyo, my beloved brothers, understand this, ye ummat ghar rehne ke andar ke liye nahi aaya. This ummat did not come to stay at home. On the plains of Arafat, 124,000 sahaba. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the alan, falyubal of Jahannam are in every direction. Yet who is there that is crying, "Ey Allah, tere deen mit raha hai, main na mita. Oh Allah, your deen is dying, I am not dying. Oh Allah, your deen is dying, I am doing nothing." What was iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one order of Allah breaks, one order of Allah, and there isn't sticker in your heart to change that, ذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the lowest iman. This is the lowest iman. One order of Allah should break, and your heart doesn't have the fikr to change it. وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ خَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانِ. After this, there isn't iman equivalent to the grain of mustard seed in your heart. Sahaba understood deen, or we understood deen, my beloved brothers. Object is not bayan. We have heard bayans again and again over the last couple of days. My beloved brothers, object is not bayan. Sahaba, one word and they were ready to lay their lives down.
They understood their object. That soap is not an object. The job is not an object. The wife is not an object. Those children are not the object. They are necessities. The object of this ummah is every one of us was sent for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum li anna lahumul jannah. Allah's qasam, you do not belong to the wife. You do not belong to the children. You belong to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give yourselves to Allah. Strive for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam strove for. Like Ta'aba left their home and strove, there was no one greater than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he was told to go to the people. No one greater than him. Don't take pride when your door is knocked. Don't sit back when the call is made. My beloved brothers, this ummah is in a plight. Conditions will not change until we do not come upon our object. Quran is telling us this. Hadith is telling us this. The lives of Sahaba are screaming at us with this message. We have been sent. Allahu ibtasana. Allahu ibtasana. Allahu ibtasana. You have been sent. We have been sent. For mankind, ukhrijat min nas, you were taken out. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat? Look around us, my beloved brothers. Few months ago we were in Mozambique, not even six hours drive from Durban. They asked the brothers, they say, 20 years ago the Muslim population was approximately 14 million. Now the Muslim population is 9 million. In 15 years, not even 6 hours away from us, 5 million people became murtad. What are we waiting for? Is there another Nabi going to come? Is some farishta going to come? Whose responsibility is this? We were in Russia 2 months ago. That place where at one time one darsh of hadith, 150,000 students used to sit in one darsh of hadith at one time. Some masjid they are that the hose to make wudu, the pond to make wudu, 4,000 people could sit at one time and make wudu. The centers of Islamic learning for the whole world they were. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, from those places. Yet 80 or 90 years ago the decision was taken that na'udhu billah, Allah is forbidden on this land. To say Allah is forbidden. If you were caught reading Salah, your family never saw you again. The month of Ramadan, sentries were posted at the working places, and when people were offered food, if they refused to eat, their families never saw them again. They were banished away to Siberian salt mines. Ulama was slaughtered on the same land that was the center of Islamic learning for the whole world. This is that condition that came. They were cut off from the outside world. They did not know what a Muslim looked like. They did not know what was Islam. Every copy of the Quran was destroyed. It is a miracle that after 80 years of those conditions, Islam still survived. In Moscow we went, 1 million Muslims in Moscow, yet there are only 4 masjids. Not one hafiz of Quran. Not one hafiz of Quran. In Chechnya, 1 million Muslims. 1 million Muslims, yet not one hafiz of Quran. No madrasas. When they see us with this clothing, they want to know, are you a Muslim? Because they don't know what a Muslim looks like. When they see the Quran, tears come into their eyes. When you used to walk in Gush, 100, 200, 300 people would come, wondering what is this. When you tell them about Allah, tell them about Rasulullah, they start crying. And they ask you, that I know I have a creator, I am a Muslim, tell me the name of my Allah. They don't know how to say La ilaha illallah. They don't know how to say Allah. Don't fall into a deception by our masjid. Don't fall into a deception by our institution. Understand the value of deen. Allah is independent. When this ummah made harkat, when this ummah moved, Islam flourished. When this ummah stopped moving, when the figure of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of this ummah, then those places which were the centers of Islamic learning, 50 million Muslims are crying. They are crying. Who is there that is going to bring the Quran to us? Who is there that is going to teach us how to say Allah? Who is there that is going to teach us to recite the Quran? Where is Islam? Where are our brothers? That is Russia, South America, Brazil, Venezuela, around us. Millions are dying without iman. My beloved brothers, when are we going to realize? We were not sent for that job. We were not sent for that degree, how old is a thing, that person who has not made the maqsad and object of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his object, and he regards himself to be a businessman, or a laborer, or an engineer, or a lawyer, Allah's anger is upon him. Allah's anger is upon him, and he has made zulm on the whole mankind. وَخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You are saddened. Allah sent us. Allah selected us. Allah chose us. Our job should not be our worry. Our job should not be our worry. Razik is Allah. Malik is Allah. Khalik is Allah. The promise of dunya, the promise of akhirat is there. Who is there that will say labbaik to that call? My beloved brothers, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this kaam ki qeemat, that work, the value of which, if all our lives are given, it will not equal the value of that work for which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood was spilled, for which his tut was made shaheed, that how the deen of Allah, 100% Allah's orders, in the whole world can come alive, for that he gave his whole life. If all our lives are given, it will not equal the value of it, my beloved brothers. For that, chillati in chillati shahidiyat. What is one chilla and three chilla for that? Which business runs on three chilla? Understand, my beloved brothers, Quran declares, لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين غير للضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله. The month of Ramadan is coming. This ummah is not an ummah only of ibadat. Understand, this ummah is not an ummah only of ibadat. One person made such ibadat that he would not disobey Allah to the blink of an eyelid. Yet Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam, أَنِقْلِبْ مَدِينَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا بِأَهْلِهَا. Go and destroy that village with its inhabitants. He addresses Allah and he says, إِنَّ فِيهِمْ عَبْدَكَ فُلَانٍ لَمْ يَعْفِكَ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. He is a slave of yours who worships you to this extent that he doesn't disobey you to the blink of an eyelid. Allah said, اِقْلِبْهَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِمْ. Destroy him first, then destroy that village. Why? فَإِنَّ وَجَهُ لَمْ يَتَمَعَرْ فِيهِ سَاعَةً قَطُّ. Because when my orders were being broken around him, Allah ke hukum ko toota hua sun raha hai, Allah ke hukum ko toota hua dekh raha hai. Allah's orders are being broken in front of your eyes. You are hearing Allah's orders being broken. You are seeing in Taniyat, you are seeing your own children going towards Jahannam, and still you are sitting back and doing nothing. His face did not change color when my orders were being broken around him. Destroy him and destroy them. Understand, my beloved ummah, my beloved brothers, the hifazat of this ummah, the protection of this ummah, the izzat of this ummah, the dignity of this ummah, the honor of this ummah lies in this ummah doing the work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. America and Britain and the forces of this world are nothing in front of the force of Allah. Allah has promised, in tansurullah yansurkum, help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you, not only in akhirat. In akhirat, what will he give you? We have run out of time. There's one or two incidents. Anas bin Abi Mursid al-Ghanani radiallahu anhu. Abi Sa'asa makes the announcement, man harisun al-layla, who will guard for one night in the path of Allah? He says, I am ready. Abi Sa'asa says, don't get down from your camel. Fajr time, he asks, ayna farisukum al-layla, where is the horseman of the night? Sahaba say, ha huwa da. There was some dust. They say, day is coming. One question, anazalta, did you get down from your horse? He says, except for istinja and except for tahajjud, I did not get down for the whole night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, one night guarding in the path of Allah, ma alayhi Allah ya'mal abada, from now till he dies, if he doesn't do another amal, jannat is wajib to him. One night, Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu walks into his garden, 30 slaves are in front of him, he frees all 30. The Tabi'i looks at this, that is that generation that came after Sahaba, and he stops. What a great amal you have done. Why, the hadith is there, the person will free one slave for every limb of that body of the slave, it will become fidya and protection of his limb from Jahannam. 30 slaves at one time. Abdurrahman tells him, awala adulluka ala afzala min dhalik. Should I not tell you something that is better than this? He says, what can be better? 30 slaves at one time. He says, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَسِيرُ عَلَىٰ دَابَّتِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَسَوْتُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي أُسْبُعِهِ إِذْ نَعْسَ نَعْسَ فَسَقَطَ الصَّوْفُ فَلَرَدَعْتُهُ بِسَوْتِهِ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا رَأَيْتَنِي صَنَعْتُ. He says, a person is sitting on his camel, striving in the path of Allah, In his hand is a whip, which he uses to steer the animal. While striving, in his tiredness, he dozes off. Somebody is holding something in their hand and they doze off, it drops. When that whip drops, you get the shock. Natural. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bin Awf says that that shock which he got when that whip fell on that, Allah will give him more than what I got on sling 30 slings. One Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that, tell me how much of my wealth must I spend to equal the reward of one striving in the path of Allah? How much wealth must I spend? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, wama maluk, how much wealth have you got? How much wealth have you got? He says, sittatu alaf, all my possessions equal 6,000 coins of gold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, lo anfaqtahu ma kana adlu nawmatil ghazi fi sabilillah. Oh my Sahabi, if you spend all your wealth, you will still not get the reward that one person sleeping in the path of Allah is getting. A person sleeping in the path of Allah, what he is getting, if you spend all your wealth, you will not get. لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر. The one sitting at home, content with his own ibadat, and the one striving in the path of Allah, can never be equal. Quran declares, Allah's qasam, they can never be equal. This person's child runs in the month of Ramadan to his neighbor's house. When he runs to his neighbor's house at the time of iftar, this child sees that the neighbor's children are sitting for iftar. The father comes home, he pets his children lovingly. Tears come in the eyes of this child that my father is gone in the path of Allah. My father is not here at the time of iftar. Understand, my beloved brothers, those tears will not go to waste. The blood of Sahaba did not go to waste. Their hunger did not go to waste. فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القائدين درجة. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given rank, Allah has given superiority to those sitting in the path of Allah over those sitting at home. This ummah was not sent to sit at home. Badr was in Ramadan. Understand, my beloved brothers, Badr was in Ramadan, Fatih Makkah was in Ramadan. This is not a month to fill the fridges with samosas and kebabs. This is not the month to only sit in our masjid. There are those outside us who don't know about fasting. There are those Muslims who don't even know it is Ramadan. This ummah is crying. We were sent, ukhrijat linnas. We were sent, we were taken out, we were selected, we were chosen for the hidayat of mankind. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his life for, we have to give our life. Our dunya will be made, our akhirat will be made. The call is being made. Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, one chilla or three chillas on tarteeb is 1,000 chillas on tarteeb is not equal to one chilla given naqad. 1,000 chillas given on tarteeb is not equal to one chilla given naqad. You would also say the best time to strive in the path of Allah is Ramadan, Shawwal, Zilqada, Zilhijjah. Nafil umrahs we have made plenty of, my beloved brothers. We are standing in front of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are giving our salam. Tears are rolling down our eyes, but in our heart is not his picture. Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, aaj ummat namaz par rahe, aaj ummat roza rakhe, aaj ummat sare amal kar rahe, lekin ye sare amal bejaan hai, kyunki dil Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke fikr aur gham se khali ho chuki. Ummat is reading namaz, ummat is giving zakat, ummat is fasting, but there is no effect in these amal. Why? The heart is empty of the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that cry to come, we have to strive like Sahaba strove. Naqad, 4 months in the path of Allah, Ramadan, Zilqada, Shawwal, Zilqada, and Zilhijjah. If you will stand up, Allah will make the decision of hidayat for us. Allah will make the decision of hidayat for our families. And Allah will use us for the hidayat of nations. For that, my beloved brothers, from this majlis, naqad, who is ready to stand up? Come, my beloved brothers, now is the time. Every one of us should be ready. Naqad, 4 months. Jawza in Allah's hands. Our rozi is in Allah's hands. It is written. It is not going to change. Naqad, 4 months in the path of Allah. Whether we have intention, whether we didn't have intention, make tawbah of our past. Millions are dying without iman. Millions are going to Jahannam. Yet our eyes are not crying for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for. How are we going to face him, my beloved brothers? grace of Saba, 90% of their grace, are scattered throughout the earth. We are still not taking the lesson. They understood deen. We have not understood deen, Allah's Qasam. If we can sit back and be content with our businesses when insaniyat is dying without iman. Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that the food and shelter of one woman and two children has become more important to us than the Jannat and Jahannam of 6 billion insan. This is zulm. This is zulm. Eating we regard as wrong. Drinking we regard as wrong. When Ummati Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not made the maqsad of his Nabi his maqsad, then my beloved brothers, this is the greatest zulm. Then a 4 months in the path of Allah. Why are we sitting? Quran is saying, أَرَضِيْتُمْ مِنْ حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you happy with this dunya of akhirat? You were sent for akhirat. You were not sent for this dunya. 4 months naqad with our gaze on Allah. 4 months. Ramadan, Shawwal, Zilqadah, Zilhijjah. Stand up my beloved brothers. 4 months naqad in the path of Allah. More of us should be standing. More of us. Come my beloved brothers. Remain standing. All these brothers remain standing. This is himmat for others. This is acceptance from Allah. We don't know when Allah is going to accept us. Remain standing. More of us should be standing. Come my beloved brothers. Remain standing. None of us should leave this majlis. Only sitters should be worried, why am I not getting accepted? All those brothers who are standing, request is made, break the back of shaitan. All these brothers proceed upstairs. All the brothers that are standing, performance, proceed upstairs. Come my beloved brothers, break the back of shaitan. This is the time of acceptance. Dunya is going to come to an end. We are not going to remain forever. Akhirat is our maqsad. Jannat is our maqsad. Jannatul Firdaus has been promised to those who will strive in the path of Allah. 4 months naqad brothers, proceed upstairs. All of us should proceed upstairs. Come my beloved brothers. And the other brothers come closer. The other brothers come closer. Time for harkat my beloved brothers. Come closer. This is fikr. Bayan is not object. Come closer my beloved brothers. Come closer, please, my beloved brothers. Make some harkat. It will make it easier for the other brothers to proceed upstairs. Come closer. All the brothers who thus find this ijtima have given their names, for whatever time they can also proceed upstairs. The rest of the brothers come closer. The rest of the brothers come closer. Plenty of time will be given for wuzu. Come closer, my beloved brothers. This is the last night of our ijtima. This is the time we have to take decisions. Ramadan is coming. Sahaba showed us Badr in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. They took decisions of Allah. They took decisions of Hidayat from Allah in Ramadan. This ummah has not understood what is Ramadan. Come closer, my beloved brothers. Ramadan is not a time to sit in our homes.